All right. I want to welcome you. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned into Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
All right, so we want to welcome you to another day, to another podcast. Yes, that's right. And we're really excited because this is the first time we're actually going to have people live on Facebook Live. So yeah, we're on Facebook Live. And so for those that are on listening to this podcast, we want to say what's up. We want to say hello. Make sure if you have any questions, we want to see your questions. We try to do this around lunchtime hour. So some of you guys are maybe going back and forth from lunch. But man, we have a really fun show today, right?
Yes, it's an interesting topic.
So our topic today is this. What does a healthy relationship look like? Mm-hmm. Now, when I first sent you that podcast, man, what were your thoughts on that, man?
Well, my first thoughts were, I know what I think a healthy relationship is.
Yeah.
What does everybody else think a healthy relationship is?
Well, one of the things that kind of went through my mind when I kind of read and thought about this particular topic was, you would think that people would know.
Right.
But what kind of went on my heart is that we can be so used to dysfunction that now our dysfunction becomes our normality, and we really don't know what a good relationship looks like. We don't know what a healthy relationship looks like.
Right.
And so I can see people really searching and trying to better understand, is what I'm in and what I'm doing, is this healthy?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this is an appropriate, you know, topic, something that people can really better understand, engage.
Right.
How healthy is your relationship? Now, mind you, this can go whether or not if you are in married, if you are dating, if you're courting, you just want to know, are you in a healthy place?
Exactly.
And so that's kind of where we're at. So what are some of your thoughts, man? When you think of a healthy relationship, what does that look like to you? What's one thing you have?
When I think of a healthy relationship, man, this is a great topic, because I just think this is just needed, especially right now in the age of social media and reality TV. But I think right off bat, if we dive into it, one of the key things that, you know, a healthy relationship has is communication.
Oh, man, you took mine.
Yeah, great.
You must have came over here and looked at my notes or something.
But, you know, I think that's just the top of the list.
I think you came over. But you have to, right? I mean,
right.
Communication, I think that's like the number one relationship killer.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to go ahead. You said it first, so you get to talk on it first.
Yeah, man, because, you know, with communication is just everything. If you don't have any communication, or if you have bad communication, you know, it could take your relationship places that you don't want it to go. Or if without proper communication, it's not taking your relationship places that you need it to go. You know what I mean? And in communication, that's just the proper way of understanding your spouse, understanding the person that you're with. And how are you going to be with someone, or, you know, continue to share a life with someone if you don't understand them? And that's why this is the ground foundation of just, you know, the workings of your relationship.
Yeah. Okay. I like that, man. That was really good. Now, I had some, and sometimes, and you can give me your thoughts, I think somebody can view that because they don't have any arguments, that the relationship is healthy. But I would actually say the opposite. I would actually say that if you never have any arguments, or if you never have any disagreements, that's probably a sign of something unhealthy.
Right.
And I can actually go into my past experience where some of the challenges that I've experienced and some of the difficulties came in where somebody really wasn't communicating that they had grievances.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's unhealthy if you're not able to really communicate that you have a grievance. It's unhealthy when you're unable to communicate that, hey, I have a challenge.
Right.
Because what ends up happening is now you just kind of swallow that. You just kind of swallow that. You just kind of swallow that. And then you build up resentment.
Mm.
And so a good sign of a healthy or a good sign of a relationship, or a healthy relationship, is that you're able to communicate even grievances,
right?
Even challenges,
right?
And so, just because you have disagreements does not mean that you are in an unhealthy relationship,
right? Right, exactly.
Now, what it comes down to, and I hit a nerve.
Right.
But what it comes down to, right, is how are you able to deal with conflict resolution?
Exactly.
Go ahead.
The key word I'm about to say is what you said, is dealing with disagreements. Because we have disagreements, and then we have full-blown arguments. We're in the middle of the street, and everybody's outside watching us.
So let's clarify. We're not talking about a shouting match.
We're not seeing
who can get louder with one another. But what we're talking about is, hey, I'm challenged maybe with something you did or something you said.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to talk about it. And so I have a disagreement.
Right.
And so I need to be able to communicate that. And so an unhealthy sign is when not only are you not able to communicate that disagreement, But at the point when you do have that disagreement, maybe you are communicating, you don't know how to work through conflict resolution. Yeah. You don't know how to communicate in such a way to where you can get to a positive place. See, the Bible says there's nothing wrong with being angry. Right. I'm sorry. There's nothing wrong with being angry. But it does say don't sin
in your anger.
In your anger.
Right.
And so you want to be mindful that though I am upset, though I'm displeased about something, I want my frustration, I want my anger to be constructive. And so if you are able to take your frustrations, if you are able to take your grief, if you're able to take your anger and deal with it in a constructive way, mm-hmm. that's healthy.
Mm, yeah, that's good. That's good right there, man. So, you know, like I said, so communication is just the groundwork, but communication isn't the only thing when dealing with a healthy relationship. I would like to say also, kind of piggybacking off of communication, you know, just understanding each other and things of that nature. I also think that shared values plays a part in a healthy relationship as well. And what do I mean by shared values is it's hard for you to have a relationship, you know, with someone, or for instance, let's just take like business partners or something
like that.
If you guys are creating a business together, how successful is that business going to be if you guys have two ideologies of how you want your business ran? You know, there has to be some type of shared value, some type of common ground that you guys both come to where you feed off of each other, but you know you're heading the right direction, the same direction.
Right. Well, and that comes down to foundation. Mm-hmm. And so what is your foundation like? And so if we don't have a shared foundation, that means we're going in two different directions.
Right.
And so absolutely, if our bottom goal, if our vision together does not match, that's the issue. Mm-hmm. You know, that's conflict. That's unhealthy. Right. And so you can definitely see a relationship, and that's a great point. You can see a relationship where somebody is challenged or somebody is struggling with somebody wants to go to church and somebody who doesn't want to go to church. That's a foundational thing. That's why right. the Bible says don't be unequally yoked, because that's going to cause issues. That's going to cause your relationship to be unhealthy because you are going in two different directions. You right. have two different value systems. You have two different foundations. So that's good.
Right.
Let's see. I had another one. Did you have any more on that one?
No. You covered it all.
Okay. So I have another sign of an unhealthy relationship. And what does that look like? So here's another sign that I have is, are you in some type of couples ministry? Mm-hmm. And I don't think people really think about that, but that's so important. What is feeding into your relationship? And again, you can be married, you can be unmarried, but you're in this relationship and you're building something together. And so the question is what is building that relationship up?
Right.
See, it's sad, but most people, they don't go get relationship help until they're in relationship trouble.
Right.
And that's
right.
the wrong way to approach it. And so you want to know if you're in a healthy community, a healthy couples community, you are getting support. You are getting encouragement. You are getting guidance on how to work through and conflict resolution and all those things that we kind of mentioned before. And so that's a sign of a healthy relationship. Or do you have a community around you that is pouring into your relationship, that is helping you and guiding you? So what are your thoughts on that, man?
I mean, on the couples ministry, you know, you can even, being a private couple ministry, you can look at that as preventative maintenance for your marriage. You know, by being around other couples that are experiencing maybe the same things that you're experiencing now, or they've already gone through something that you've gone through, they have that wisdom to impart on you and help you, you know, to gain good ground in your marriage.
Yeah.
And when I say preventative maintenance, it's because when you're driving a car around or whatnot, you're not going to wait till the engine falls down and say, oh, maybe I should go take this to the mechanic shop. No, you're going to make sure you go get your oil changed.
Yep.
You get these, you know, you get this belt and this belt changed when it's time to change it. You're going to change these things before a major disaster happens.
Yeah.
So that's what being involved in a couples ministry or some type of marriage community, you know.
100%. That's good, man. Do you have any others?
So another thing, you know, that I think another thing in healthy relationships and what a healthy relationship looks like is effort, you know.
Ooh.
And when I say effort, like, especially
somebody just got like hit upside the head right now because you know you're not giving effort,
right? Especially to my married folks, because what can happen in marriages, we go through this honeymoon stage, you know, even before the honeymoon stage,
yeah.
When we're engaged, we're in this puppy love stage, you get married that first year, everything's just all peachy keen, and you feel good, right? And then as those years start to pile on, you know, You're not waking up. I call it the okey-doke, right?
We're going to do the okey-doke because we're going to put in all this effort. We're going to put in all of this energy to where the lady's going to get all dressed up. The brother's going to be shaving, clean shaving. We're going to do all these things to romance and to get their attention, to get that relationship to the point to where they say, I do. And then all of a sudden you get married and you stop doing what you did before.
Right.
That's the okey-doke, man.
Right. It's funny because, you know, like I said, you're leading people to say, to get up to that I do. And then once that I do passes, you like, I did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you have, but you know, in a healthy relationship, you have to continue to go, you know, and I want to bring up just, you know, just a story that happened to me this past week.
Okay.
Actually 2 weeks ago, you know, one day my wife came home and me and my wife, man, we have two small children, two kids under two. So you can imagine how hectic it is just to try to get a date night. You know what I mean? Or something like that. So, a couple weeks ago, my wife had came home. Well, I get home from work before she does.
Okay.
I would. Now she comes home at 11 o'clock. So 11 o'clock at night. So I get home, I get the kids up, we go to Walmart, and I'm going to buy just little stuff, little candles, you know, some rose petals and stuff like that.
Right, I like that.
You know, a little bath. She loves bath bombs, so I went and got her bath bomb. So, you know, that night, I just decided, you know what, I'm going to put these candles around the house and, you know, put the rose petals on the floor and lead it up to a bath. So when she come home, she can take a bath, get relaxed, and that's going to be nice for her.
Yeah.
You know? So I'll put in the effort to do that for her just because it was just on a random Thursday or Friday or something like that, you know, and in that effort that I put in, it's like it sparked something in my wife to she say, you know, to tell herself, I need to put in, I want to put in some effort too. I want to reciprocate, you
the
know,
effort.
What he's done for me, you know, and then just this past week, she surprised me out of nowhere with getting me a device, a gadget that
I've been, that just wasn't any gadget, man. You got to go ahead and just say what the gadget
okay.
is.
She got me an iPad Pro.
An iPad Pro, y'all. I don't know if y'all got that. That's what the wife did. Because now check that out, because he put in effort. And as he put in effort, then his wife saw that effort and that motivated her to put in effort herself.
Right.
See, what's beautiful about that is that many times we're looking at their effort or lack of effort. And because of their lack of effort, we don't want to put in effort. Well, I'm not going to put in effort unless you put in effort.
Right, right.
But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that you need to put in effort. And as you lead the way, as you are the example, you do your part.
Exactly.
That's a sign of a healthy relationship. Mm-hmm. If you're doing your part, regardless of what they're doing. See, it's so easy to value or judge the health of your relationship because you're constantly looking at the other person.
Ooh.
But are you looking at yourself on whether or not if that's healthy?
Right, right, right.
That just got deep.
That's good, man. Yeah,
man. The Lord is blessing right now. We got some good stuff here. All right, so I know we only have a couple more minutes. And so I have some on here. One of the things that kind of went with that whole effort is quality time together.
Okay.
You know, and what I meant by that is just dating or spending that time that got you to where you were. You were mentioning that giving that effort that you did in the past and how you were dating and how you were giving roses.
Mm-hmm.
But are you doing that once you're married? So meaning, are you going out together? Because it's so easy, especially in marriage. And once you have kids, to where your work, your kids, maybe your church life become consuming to where before you know it, you haven't been out on a date in a month. You haven't been out on a date in 2 months. You really aren't spending quality time together.
Right.
So if you're not dating one another, even in marriage, then that's a sign of an unhealthy relationship. You're starting to go down a path that is not healthy.
Right.
And so it doesn't mean that all is bad, but it's something you want to be aware of because you need to feed into one another. You need to feed or fuel each other's love tank.
Exactly.
And spending that quality time together, whether or not if it's a walk, whether or not if it's a movie night. And I'm really loving AMC's little $5 Tuesdays. I don't know if y'all knew about that. $5 Tuesdays. I'm really enjoying that. And so it's just a really great way to continue to build health with inside that relationship.
Exactly.
Did you have any others, man?
Man, just you know, on that quality time, you know, because it's really important, you know, when you don't set boundaries and factors like that, like creating date nights and stuff like that, you go from moving into a space where you guys are together and you're one flesh and, you know, you're this foundation of a relationship is just you two being together. You're moving away from that to just tolerating the other person.
Mm.
It's almost, it's like creating a roommate situation, you know, like, oh, she'll be there when I get there.
That's pretty bad when like your spouse just becomes your roommate.
Yeah.
That's not healthy. Yeah.
Not healthy at all. So, you know, that like, just like you said, that healthy thing is practicing, you know, just doing room, you know what I mean? Yeah. Doing a movie night, a date night, planning something. Right. Even if you have kids. Me and my wife, like I said, again, we got kids, but I got my mom, I got her mom, we got aunts. You know what I mean? Everybody is willing to chip in to watching our kids for a couple of hours so we can go get a bite to eat or watch a movie. Yeah, that's good. Simple.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go there because we need to go there before we close. So I have two things I want to point out to a healthy relationship. And you got to go there, right? Sex. What is your sex and romance like? Somebody's like, Now, but mind you, this does not mean that sex is the main thing that makes your relationship healthy.
Yeah.
But intimacy is important to a relationship. And many times intimacy is failing or is fractured because of a lack of communication. So it kind of goes back to that beginning thing that we talked about. Mm-hmm. Sex is kind of like that thing where we're just supposed to know, or I'm supposed to just know what you like, and you're supposed to know what I like, and I'm supposed to know when you're in a good mood and when you're not, you know. So you talk through sex. Talk through what is pleasing. Talk through what is unpleasing. Now, mind you, let's pause. This is if you are
married.
Okay. So if you're not married, then you need to wait till you get married. Then you can have as much fun as you like when you get married. But once you're married, all of a sudden, why are you doing the same things that you were doing when you weren't married as far as not communicating?
Exactly.
Sex is not a taboo. God created it. Mm-hmm. Sex is a beautiful thing. The Bible says, hey, enjoy the breasts of your wife. Mm-hmm. You know, and so the marriage bed is undefiled. Right. So there's nothing wrong with communicating about sex and what is pleasing. And yeah, you can get freaky and do, you know, we'll talk about, because you can be super freaky, but she don't like the super freaky, and that just turns her off. Right. So those are things you got to talk about. And what are those levels of freakiness that you both are comfortable with?
Exactly.
And over time, maybe he or she gets more comfortable with the little bit of the freakiness, you know? So, right.
Yeah, you know, you right. So levels of freakiness. That's that Songs of Solomon. Yeah.
But I'll go in two ways though, because a lot of times, this is in every situation, but a lot of times the guy is more visual, more tangible.
Yeah.
And whereas the woman is more emotional, more physical. And so I'm going to say this in a general sense. Guys, we need to go through the process of making sure we're romancing, or you're romancing your wife. Mm-hmm. And so right now we're talking about wife. So you need to make sure you're romancing your wife. So giving those things that she needs as far as those flowers and all those little things that touch her emotionally.
Right.
But at the same time, the wife needs to understand that he's physical. So there's going to be, you need to make sure that you're giving him those things that physically appease him and make him happy. And guess what? There are going to be moments when you're not going to feel like being romantic.
Exactly. Yeah. That's gonna
be so nice. Romance is not dead when you have to work at it. Romance is dead when you don't do it.
Exactly.
And so it's the same thing with sex. There's going to be moments when, you know, you're not really going to want to be sexual, but you're not doing it just for you. You're doing it for the other person. Mm-hmm. And so you're happy, you're pleased because they're being pleased. But a lot of times we're just looking at, well, how I'm being pleased, and we're not thinking about the other person. So
that's good, man. That's good.
I think the last one, we don't have too much time because we got to go, but I just want to say it's important, and it's a healthy sign within a relationship when you have a good grasp of who you are in Christ.
Oh, yeah.
And when they, and not only when you have a good grasp of who you are in Christ, but you understand your calling in Christ. Because then you're not so dependent. You're not looking for your identity in the other person. And that gets really deep. My book is coming out, so I'm really excited about my book for those that are listening, for those that are on Facebook. So I'm really excited about the book. But I kind of talk about that whole identity in Christ and how important that is to a relationship.
Uh-huh.
And so definitely you'll want to check that out. You can go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org, and you can get more information about that. So any other thoughts, man, as far as things to look for a healthy relationship?
I think we kind of covered, you know, some of the major and basic things. But for you guys that are watching, if it's something that we didn't cover or something that you just want to hear about, leave us a comment, you know, so we can kind of pick this up and, you know, do another podcast about it.
Right. And we'll definitely work through the whole echo. So this is the first time that we've done this. Yeah. So we saw some of your comments that you were saying there's a little bit of an echo. So we're going to work through that. For those that are listening on the podcast later, just know that you can check us live. We're going to try to do this again this upcoming Monday at 12 noon. So we'll go to close in prayer. You want to close this, man?
All right. Father, we're just coming for you, Lord. First and foremost, Lord, just thanking you for this time that we've got, Father, together just to speak on just the topics of what a healthy relationship looks like, Father. And we ask that you just touch those out there, Father, that may be tuned in, Father, that, you know, may not have a foundation or a base of what a healthy relationship is, Lord. But we ask that you just speak these topics that we've talked today, Lord, into their lives, Father. Allow them to see, Lord, what they're lacking, Father, you know, what they need to build that strong foundation for a healthy relationship, Father. That foundation that you're on, that you are the foundation, Father. And just building on top of that, Lord, and just creating a stable environment, Father, in their relationship, Lord, where communication is great, Father, where the effort they put into the marriage is great, Father, where sex is even great, Lord. So we ask that you just bless those that are listening, Father. Just continue to bless this podcast, Lord, yes, the time that we have together, Lord, and just continue to allow us just to build the work for your kingdom, Father, in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, God bless you. God keep you. Until next time. See you later. Make some noise. Party with me. It's a family reunion and my family's with me. We're in the house of the Lord. Yeah. It's what you're looking for. Come on. Stand up. Put your hands up. Make some noise. Party with me. It's a family reunion and my family's with me. There's no place I'd rather be or people I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going.